Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come into Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church, the church which Thou hast created by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary, and by the power of the Holy Spirit that was sent to Thy church, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, to bless Thy church and empower them. For You said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses all over the world." And by through John the Baptist You said, "There is one coming after Me who is mightier than I, and He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Heavenly Father, we see the people in this world, the ungodly people in this world, playing with fire. Not the fire of this world, the physical fire, but the fire of the Holy Ghost, the consuming fire and the purifying fire. We pray for mercy and we pray for grace upon the people of this world, Father, so they won't be consumed. Have mercy on the people of this nation, USA, Father, that they will not play with fire like Sodom and Gomorrah played with fire. For we know, Father, that if You don't judge this nation, USA, for all the ungodly acts that they have committed, You will raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up. So, Father, as the fire of the wrath of God is burning in USA, Father, because of the ungodly acts and wickedness, we pray for mercy and we pray for grace and we pray for salvation, Lord. Let not Thy wrath burn against USA. Let not Thy anger burn against this country. Have mercy on this country and the rest of the world because of the blood of Jesus that stands in the gap, because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Instead of, Father, Thy anger being poured on this country with consuming fire, we pray as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, that Thy grace may be poured out, that the river of the water of life will come from Thy throne, and You will cleanse this nation by the precious blood of Jesus. You will cleanse this nation by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ma priya salda ma plas sandari kapiyanda so. Lushina priya salda ra kampiyanda stompla da san. Mori kapta siliri enda la koropa di san priyam prashanta kei. Lord, bind the chains. Set the captives free. Bring them out of darkness. Bring them out of the gates of hell. Father, shine Thy light, manifest Thy power. Let the Holy Ghost travel, Father, from Hawaii to New York, from Alaska to Florida. Let this nation be red in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Ghost, and drown this nation with Thy love, Father, with Thy glory, and build Thy church, New Jerusalem, all over USA and all over the world. And Father, now as we come into Thy presence, waiting at Thy presence, for the word that Thou art about to speak. We pray that this will not be the voice of man, but this will be the voice of the Holy Spirit, the message to Thy church, the message to the world, and the message to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. Thy will be done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Because in Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. Let us turn to Psalm 65, verse 2. Praise God. Psalm 65, verse 2 states, "O Thou that hearest prayer, unto Thee shall all flesh come." O Thou that hearest prayer, unto Thee shall all flesh come. The word Thou is directed to God Almighty. The saints in the Old Testament are praying to God Almighty and saying, "O God, Thou art a God that hears prayer. Unto Thee shall the body of Christ come." We get alarmed at what is happening in the U.S. What has happened in the elections? What is happening in terms of spiritual things? The sin and the darkness that is gripping this nation and all over the world. "But thus saith the Lord, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, because it is not by the power of man or by human force that this word will be cleaned up, but it will be by the power of God and through the prayers of the church and the word of Almighty God." There is one thing in this universe that travels faster than anything. Scientists at this moment think that light is the one that travels the fastest. But the Word of God tells us that there is something in this universe that travels faster than the speed of light, and that is the Word of Almighty God. And that is prayer. So, the focus of today's message is, Church, do not be alarmed at what is happening in USA and all over the world, because our God is still on the throne. He still rules over the universe. He hears our prayer. Our prayer will shake God's hand, and God's hand will shake the earth. And the Word of the Lord says that if there is only one person whose heart is right in the hands of God, God will show His mighty power on behalf of those whose heart is blameless towards Him. We just need to be perfect in the presence of God, washed by the blood of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, and pray to God, and God will shake this nation and all the world and bring a great revival. There was a man called John Knox. Knoxville, Tennessee is named after John Knox. What is so great about John Knox? John Knox lived in a time like USA is right now. Scotland was filled with evil. Scotland was filled with sin. He could not stand it anymore. But he was only one man. What could he do? He went up a mountain overlooking the plains of Scotland. And he told God, give me Scotland or I die. He told God, I am going to die in this mountain until you shake Scotland, until you bring a great revival in Scotland, until you manifest your power, until the rivers of the waters of life flow from the throne of God and clean up this nation of Scotland. All he did was pray. And then what happened? There was a great revival in Scotland. God poured out His mighty wave of the Holy Spirit, and there was such a great revival that that whole nation came back to God. In the Old Testament it says, shall a nation be born in one day? Surely God will do nothing, but He reveals His secret unto His servants, the prophets. When the church of the living God prays, God listens, because in the book of Revelation, it says that the prayers of the saints are sent up like sweet incense before the throne of God. And there were lightnings and voices and a great earthquake. The earthquakes are going to start. The power of God is going to get manifested. Not the earthquakes that destroy humanity, not the fires that destroy humanity, but the shaking that brings people back to God. In USA, when 9-1-1 happened, most of the people flocked to worship God. After a few months, the inspiration was gone. We don't have to be a nation that comes to God only when there is adversity and calamity. We have to come to God and kneel before God and bring prayer and Bible back in schools, bring prayer and Bible back in government, bring prayer and Bible back in the Supreme Court, and bring Jesus back into USA. The time has come where our F-35s and our nuclear missiles and our ships cannot overcome the enemy. The Bible says in Psalm 33, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory cometh from the Lord. God is the one that gives the victory. The Arabs had invincible, powerful, latest technology, all powerful weapons. But all the Israelis had initially, when their land was declared independence, was just sticks. Just sticks. And they fought the war with just plain sticks. And they won the war. They were like a spot in the desert, and they won the war against the enemies. And the enemies left their tanks and their planes. And they said they were so afraid, they didn't know what happened, and they fled. And the Israelis started operating the enemy's tanks and the enemy's guns and the enemy's planes. And the ocean of the Arabs were completely stopped before this little ant called Israel. That's why the Bible says, fear not, O little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We might look like a little flock of sheep, and the whole world might look like a big army of wolves. But just watch, when we use the name of Jesus, and when we group and unify as the church, all these wolves will flee before us. A man of God was casting out demons, and a lot of demons went out, and then he went back home. And that night, a long line of devils gathered up around his house and said, "Come out, we want to kill you." And then the man of God said, "Surely these are not physical beings. These are spiritual beings, demonic beings." So he asked the Holy Spirit, "What do I do?" And the Holy Spirit said, "Go out and push the first one in the name of Jesus." And when it went out in the name of Jesus, they pushed back the first one. The first one fell on the second fell on the third, and the entire army of the enemy fell to their knees before this man of God. Jesus said, the last word that Jesus said before he ascended up into heaven in front of his disciples is, "All power and authority is given unto me in heaven and the earth. Go ye therefore and baptize all people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Preach the word and convert and disciple the nations and teach them to observe all things that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world." Who is with us? The one who has greater power and authority than the President of the U.S. Who is with us? The one who has greater power and authority than the Chief of the United Nations. Who is with us? The one who has more power and authority than the one who wants to become the Antichrist of the New World Order. Jesus Christ has all power and authority. We Christians need to start roaring. We need to start the powerful march towards the enemy's gates, because the Bible says, hallelujah, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of the living God. When John Wesley, the man of God in England, wanted to preach, all the churches in England told him, "You didn't go to Bible college like we went. You are not a traditional preacher. We are banned from preaching in any pulpit in England." So guess what happened? John Wesley went to his father's tombstone. The beloved father, saintly man that he loved so much, he stood on the tombstone of his father and started preaching. And all the ragged chimney sweeps in England, who were dark and black because they had been up the chimney and had cleaned up the chimney, they all gathered around him, and a holy sensation came upon them, and they gave their hearts to Christ and fell on their knees. And John Wesley and the chimney sweeps set the fire of the Holy Spirit, and the river of the water of life started flowing from the throne of God, and all the theaters in England were shut, and England, there was a great revival. Today, USA and the rest of the world has departed from God. They think they are smarter than God. They think they can live without God. It's like a man saying, "I don't need water. I don't need oxygen. I can live without it." Guess what? You're going to die. It's not your physical body, but your spiritual body, your soul is going to die. And you're going to spend eternity in hell. If you say you don't need God, you will cease to exist, because your soul and your spirit will die. What is more important, the box or the jewel inside the box? Every human being on this planet, the physical body is a shoe. The physical body is a box. But there is a jewel inside it. There is a leg inside the shoe. And that is your soul and your spirit, which is more important than what you see on the outside. That's a real person that people don't see. Don't lose that real person. In Luke 8, in Luke 9, verse 28 and 29, Jesus tells us why we should not lose hope in the Word of God and prayer, and why we should pray. Sometimes when we pray, God may not change the circumstance immediately. Why? Because God is saying, "Before I change the circumstance, I want to change you, my child." I remember that when Brother Jose and I used to be having Bible study on the phone many, many years back, another brother from Plano, Texas used to join. And he used to join, and when he went to his room, after the Bible study. Amen. Praise God. His name was Dendrick, and he used to attend Bible study. And after he finished Bible study, he worked in an IT company in Plano, Texas. And when he went after the Bible study, he used to go home and go to his room. And his daughter used to say, "Daddy, what happened? Your face is shining with the glory of God. Your face has the glory of God." And Brother Dendrick shared with Brother Jose and me, "Oh, my daughter is saying that my face is glowing. It is shining." Amen. Why? Because when we come to the presence of God and start worshiping, we are face to face with Almighty God. And He begins to transform us. It doesn't matter if USA and the rest of the world is not changed. God might deal with us first. And that's what happened in Luke chapter 9, verse 28-29. And it came to pass about 8 days after these things, He took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. What does it mean? There is a time to preach and there is a time to pray. Jesus had preached enough. He had given the word of God to the multitudes. And now He said, "Enough preaching. Now let's start warfare. Let's go up into the mountain." And He took Peter and James and John and went up into a mountain all alone to pray. What happened? As He prayed, the Roman Empire that was ruling over the land of Israel didn't crumble to the ground. The sinners in this world didn't have a revival. But something else happened. As Jesus prayed, the fashion of His countenance was altered, and His raiment was white and glistening. What happened when Jesus started praying? He started glowing, and He started brightening up, and He started looking like the sun, brighter than the sun. And the disciples closed their eyes and covered it, because the brightness of Jesus was brighter than the sun. And then Moses and Elijah, two men in the Old Testament who went up into heaven. Actually, Moses died a natural death, but he was buried by God, and Elijah got caught in chariot and horses of fire and went into heaven alive. And in glory, Elijah and Moses started speaking to Jesus. So when Jesus started praying, His body and clothes started transforming. So we should not get worried and we pray and USA does not change or the rest of the world does not change, because God might first deal with us and He might start transforming us, giving us a transformation experience, because the Bible says that when Jesus comes and with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we say, which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. You know, the period of transformation has already started. When we start praying for this nation and the rest of the world, and we start praying that the will of God be done on this earth as it is in heaven, we will start getting transformed. That is why the Bible says, we should not give up. Our prayer will shake God's hand, and God's hand will shake the earth. The Bible says in the Gospels that the children of God, the elect, we are the elect of God. We should not give up preaching the word. We should not give up praying. Because 1 Timothy 4:5 says, it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy 4:5 can be applied to the present situation in the U.S. 1 Timothy 4:5 can be applied to the present situation in the world. This nation is groping in darkness and wickedness. How do we sanctify this nation? This world is groping in darkness. They want the new world order. They want wickedness. They want open borders. They want terrorists. What do we do? 1 Timothy 4:5 has a solution. Sanctify USA and the rest of the world by the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy 4:5, preach the word on the internet, pray for this nation, pray for the rest of the world. And dear children of God, Church of the Living God, first we, the Church of the Living God, will get transformed. And then the light will shine from us, and USA and the rest of the world will be transformed. Of course, there will still be unbelievers in this world, but God will send a great revival, and through us, because the Bible tells us, the battle is not yours, it is the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the book of Exodus. And again, Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. When God says be still, He's not saying just be still. He's saying relax and pray. Your prayer will shake God's hand, and God's hand will shake the earth. So dear children of God, hearing this message from New Jerusalem Church, do not give up. You have the power as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church. When we pray and when we preach the word of God will not return unto God void. When we plant a seed, it becomes a plant, it becomes a tree. When we pray, God will hear and manifest His power. Thanks be to God which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God which always causes us to triumph and maketh to manifest the power of His word and the power of prayer through His mighty hand. In Jesus Christ, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we always have the victory. For thus saith the Lord, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Nebuchadnezzar was a mighty emperor. There hasn't been an emperor, the golden head like Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. But now Babylon is in ruins. And God told King Nebuchadnezzar, after the fourth empire, after Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, you will have the fifth empire. And that will be the Church of the Living God. And the King Nebuchadnezzar saw a stone that was carved out of a mountain, not with hands, fill up this entire world. I said this before, but I say it again. A man of God went to heaven and asked Jesus, when are you coming back? Jesus said, I came first to give my life for the church, my bride. I will come back to rule over the earth with my bride. But before all this comes to happen, I will come into the church, my bride. And Jesus said, look down. And if he looked down from heaven, he saw a little stone. It was like a small stone that you can hold in your hand, in the palms of your hand. And he saw the stone getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the stone became a great mountain. And finally the stone encapsulated and filled the whole earth. And he asked the Lord, what is that stone? And Jesus said, that is my church, my kingdom, my bride. May the Lord bless these words. And may the Lord strengthen us, knowing that we have power and authority with God as the Church of the Living God. We pray and God will hear. We preach the word and that word will manifest its power, because we are not human beings. We are children of Almighty God. We are kings and priests unto Him that loved us and washed us with His own precious blood and made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. We are not ordinary human beings. We are supernatural beings because we are sons and daughters of Almighty God. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.